Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Peter, we have a tie for first place. Tom, Roxanne, and Luke each has 3 points.
Oh, my gosh. Well, through a random method too boring to explain, we have decided that Tom will go first. Tom, the clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. 1 week after he confirmed that he had fathered a child with another woman, blank confirmed he was separating from his wife.
John Edwards.
Right. A 7-year-old British boy's sponsored bike ride raised $240,000 for earthquake victims in blank.
Haiti.
Right. Former campaign manager David Plouffe was brought back in to help boost blank's effectiveness as we move toward the elections.
The Democrats. Democratic Congress.
Yes. Staffers at an employment agency in Britain refused to post an ad calling for, quote, reliable workers because it discriminated against blank.
Unreliable workers.
Exactly right. On Monday, Ali Hassan al-Majid, known by his nickname Blank, was executed for crimes against humanity in Iraq.
Chemical Ali.
Right. This week marked the 50th anniversary of the invention of the iconic and addictive shipping material, Blank.
Packing peanuts.
No, bubble wrap.
Oh.
People all over the country are making donations by texting the word Haiti to 90999. But one unexpectedly large donation came from Blank.
Haiti.
No, the display phones at an AT&T store. An anonymous employee posted on his Facebook page, quote, I wonder if AT&T is going to get pissed that I keep sending money to Haiti from all of our display phones. This is the first known incident of an AT&T store employee being helpful. The bill, of course, will go to AT&T. They didn't want to pay it, but after spending 2 hours on customer service with themselves, they just gave up and we'll let Haiti keep the money. Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Well, Tom had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13 points and Tom has the lead.
Well done, Tom.
That's not going to last.
All right, Luke, you're up next. Fill in the blank. Because of continuing problems with the gas pedals, blank halted sales of some popular models of their cars.
Toyota.
Right. In the closest vote ever for the position, the Senate confirmed blank for a second term as Federal Reserve Chairman.
Ben Bernanke.
Right. An American filmmaker in Haiti said he survived the earthquake with the help of his blank.
iPhone app.
Yes. Catcher in the Rye author blank died in New Hampshire at age 91.
J.D. Salinger.
Right. A Missouri man believed to have stolen a $20,000 diamond ring blanked during police questioning.
Died.
No, coughed the ring up. The movie Titanic was beaten out as the top-grossing movie of all time by blank this week.
Avatar.
Right, because he was busy preparing for the State of the Union address, President Obama was excused from blank in Illinois this week.
Jury duty.
Right, a Florida man suspected of Grand Theft Auto was arrested by police who found him at home blanking.
Playing the game Grand Theft Auto?
Of course.
He takes his work home with him.
He does. The stolen SUV parked outside Mikkel Ecky's apartment was the first clue, but when police found their suspect playing Grand Theft Auto, they knew they had their man. Police also named Ecky's as a person of interest in a number of other crimes, including toppling a gorilla down a ladder and forcing a frog to hop across a busy highway. Carl, how did Luke do in our quiz?
Luke had 7 correct answers for 14 more points. He now has 17 points, and Luke has taken the lead.
All right. How many, then, does Roxanne need to win?
She needs 7 to tie, 8 to win outright.
All right, here we go. Tall order for you, Roxanne, but you can do it. Fill in the blank. President Obama dismissed blank's claim of responsibility for the Christmas Day airplane bombing attempt.
Osama bin Laden.
Right. One of the men arrested this week for breaking into the office of Senator Mary Landrieu was also involved in the sting on blank.
Acorn.
Right. According to a report released this week, the United States is still unprepared to deal with the threat of blank.
Bioterrorism.
Right. French Parliament made a move this week to ban Muslim women from wearing blank.
Veils.
Right. Saying they're concerned about Punxsutawney Phil's welfare, PETA has suggested that Groundhog Day organizers replace him with a blank.
A fake groundhog.
Exactly right, a robot groundhog. Tonya Harding was among those who expressed condolences for figure skater blank upon the death of her father.
Nancy Kerrigan.
Right. MSNBC's Chris Matthews came under fire for saying that while watching the State of the Union, he, quote, forgot Obama was blank.
Black.
Right. Some students in Houston who spelled out class on their chests, one letter per kid, got into trouble after blank.
After the C and the L moved far away?
Yes, indeed. They did it for school pictures. school administrators were horrified when they saw the remaining three kids, now the butt of the joke, if you will, still sitting together. The students were suspended and fined for the prank, but as one senior said, CNL ran off, and it's not the fault of the three students, who were A, S, and S. Carl, did Roxanne do well enough to win?
She needed 8 correct answers to win outright. She had 8 correct answers.
Oh, my God.
So with 19 points, Roxanne Roberts is this week's champion.
Well done.
Nice work.
Congratulations, Roxanne. That was impressive.